in Shinnun Ches. Din Ezem Akremis Nikra Mekofim Ladira. Okay, so we're going to see that Chazal came along and said, if you have an area, which is, even if it has a fence around it, which is larger than the base of two saw, and if it was enclosed for dira purposes, so you're allowed to carry in there. It was closed for non-dira purposes, you're not allowed to carry in there. We're going to define what that means. Okay. So he puts down the halacha in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. He starts clarifying what's called hukav, what the definition of that is. Called hekav shal hukav ladira, an area which is enclosed, but it was not enclosed for the purpose of a person living there. Ganos upardesim ubergonin. So you have a gino is a place which is where it's growing vegetables, some type of a garden. Pardesim is an orchard. Ubergonim, we're saying, even though it has bergonim were the sukkah, there was a little booth that the sharma would live in. So that's not called hook of ladira because of that. But the purpose of them was, this was to protect the area which is there, not for a person to live there. So it's basically, it's a place for growing things. So that's not called hook of ladira. If the area is larger than Beis Hasayim, we give it a delocha b'karmelis.
Has a wall around it.
Mm-hmm. So even though it has walls around it, and really minarais, it's a rishus yachid. We gave it a din of a karmelis that you cannot carry more than 4 amos.
Is there a mishnah brura chelik dalid part aleph?
Right there. It's behind that mission, the Rambam standing on the shelf.
Where?
Right column, third row, left side. Okay. Behind the Rambam. Go straight to the right column. See that Mishnah Berurah right there. Take that Rambam away.
Eagle eye.
Okay. It's exactly the size of Sasayim. That's mutter. How much is Sasayim? So Chazal, it's one Beisah is 50 by 50, so two Beisah is 50 by 100. But if you want to make it into a square, it comes out to be Shushir Shivim Amo Barba Tvachim, Al Shivim Amo Barba Tvachim. So it's 70 Amos. And 2/3 of an amma, and an amma is 6 tvachim. So it's 70 ammas and 4 tvachim by 70 ammas and 4 tvachim. So that area will end up being the same area as 50 by 100. Okay.
50 by 100.
Yeah.
50 by 100
ammas. The Mishnah points out that the missing is a little bit off. So if it's exact,
it has a halacha of a karmelis, doesn't it?
It's a halacha of a karmelis that you cannot carry more than dalet amos.
So there's really, when you analyze this, there's a karmelis type 1 and karmelis type 2.
Correct. Well, but it's an interesting halacha, Mishnah pointed out before, that you can carry from a type 1 to a type 2, even though you're carrying from a rishus yachid to a karmelis. Mm-hmm. Because Midrash says this is Rishos HaYochid. But Chazal said, if you're going to answer it, people say, oh, it's Rishos HaYochid, it's not a Karmelis, so I can carry all over the place.
Yeah.
So you can't give it the loch of Karmelis that you can't carry for Amos, and then tell you can't carry it to the next Karmelis.
Right.
Okay. So then if it's only that size or smaller, obviously, then what's the Talta? Because you can carry in the holy area. Ben Shuhu Merubah, whether the area is square, Ben Shuhu Ogo, whether it's circular, even if it's long and narrow, you can still carry in the whole area, but but if the length is greater than the width, it's double the width plus an amma, then Chazal asserted it, which means that by definition is going to be, it's going to be longer than 100 ammas long, right? Because it's 50 by 100 and you tell it's longer than it's wide, it's double the amount, it's going to be more than 100 amos long, 101 amas. They were already geyser, and they said that already looks too much, not like a looks like a large area to people. People will confuse it with a caramelus. Now, being hooked up with dira, however, if it was enclosed for dira purposes, filyesh b'kama milim, which the talta b'kula, even it contains the area of not a beisaw, but maybe area of kama milim. If the walls are put there by people, so it's hooked up with dira, and it was made for the area for people to live in, so like a city. Is hooked for dira, but it's the area which you're surrounded can be many milim long. So you're allowed to carry bakula. You're allowed to carry in the whole area. Now, we'll see that the reason why this is significant is okay. So now, what do you do with a case where you enclose a city for the purpose of dira, but in the city there's an area which has a loch of a karfit? Somebody has some cornfields in the middle of the city. And they're more than the base of Siam. So then you have, the problem is this area, like most shitas holds that there's now a problem. This area is not hooked up on the dira. So you can't carry it anywhere in the city. So then the question was, so how do our parks and those type of things, why don't they get all, are they problematic? So we'll see as we go along. That's why karfif becomes a very significant halachic challenge.
So if you have a karmelis area inside of a city area where it's for living, how does that pose a problem?
So now it's not hook of the dira totally. The area which is enclosed is not hook of the dira. And if that what's inside is more than Beis Hasayim, which is not so big, right? So it's called not this area wasn't hook of the dira totally. So it's only. So now you can't carry anywhere in the area.
As long as there's even one house on that property, then it makes no difference.
Normally, one house would be matzavit, right? But if you have an area which is clearly not shy, in other words, if I make a large area to be mishamish my house, that's called hukkah pladira. But if I have an area which is clearly not to be mishamish my house, you have a lake. So it's hard to say the lake is there to mishamish the house, whether you're makapit or not, it's going to be a problem. Generally, say lakes can be used to feed my animals. You can give animals to drink. So we work with it.
But in general, any city has some elements to it that are not suitable for living.
Correct.
So how does that...
Cemetery. Emotional cemeteries, in general, we do not include cemeteries inside of an Erev, because it's a problem.
Okay. But even areas where there's brush, etc., does that count? Would this be...
Theoretically, it's an issue.
Okay.
And we'll see as we go along.
And this Borgonin thing, where they have the house for the Shomer... That's not considered a dira.
Right, because he was there to be shamarit.
The land, not
the other way around.
Not the other way.
Okay.
Let's say a park which has a building for a bathroom, but that wouldn't count as a dira either, because that's also the dira shamish the park, not the park is out there to be shamish
the bathroom. Well, see, the mile of a park is that a park is made for tashmish adam, for people to go there and relax, etc. That's a park's... You know, especially in areas where you can walk, etc., get a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to like a field which you're planting up, etc., which becomes more problematic. Hagah. V'ayin l'kamam esim tof aleph din stam ayoris imukav v'sadira. Can we assume that the city was called Mukav v'sadira? Because we're going to see in the next siv that depends on which came first. In other words, let's say the walls came before there was any houses. That's called not Mukav v'sadira. Even though you added houses afterwards, it doesn't help. It has to be hookah, the act of being makeh, but it has to be done with dira.
The house has to be built first.
So you have to have at least one house first. So we assume in general that you have a city, probably the houses were there before the walls. Okay. We assume the stam kafiva shalonu, mikri kafiva makavas the dira. In general, we can assume they are makavas the dira. Why? The regilim nitayach by pesatchil rachakach lahakim. We first built the house, connected to this area, and then we build the walls around the area around. That's usually, we can assume that. If we don't know, we have a right to assume that's how it happened. If nobody remembers how it happened. So now it's right next to the house. Good. But is it there to be a tashmish of the house? So the first opinion says yes. We assume that he's planning to use it, so that's called it was hook of the house was there first. Then he was makiv it. he was marking it for his general human needs, as opposed to wanting to close it off to use it for something else. We can assume that. And the second opinion says no, that not like that. We have to have more. We'll see in the Mishabura what's called more that you have to have. Okay. So the Mishabura, Ladira. Dira Sadam Utashmisha means either the person is going to live there or the needs of a person when they're living in somewhere. It is interesting what Rabbi Heinemann just talking to one of the Rabbonim, he says he holds that a golf course is called Hukuf Ladira because, you know, even though it has a pond in there, which is more than Beis HaSayim, but the pond is there to be Mishamish Adam to make a challenging golf trap. Mm-hmm. Right? So right. That's what it's there for. So that's also called Tashmish Adam. So going down is a pradesim, which, I mean, makes sense. I'm not sure I would have thought of it that way, but I hear it, you know, yeah. Going down is a pradesim. Shemakiba moisom rakli shmersa peiris bazroim. The heck of there was to protect the fruits.
So, what was he talking about for what in you? To be able to walk on a golf course?
No, because that shouldn't be mavato the Erev.
Shouldn't be mavato the Erev in the town.
You have a city, you have a golf course in the city, so is there a problem? The golf course is. I mean, the case was the golf course had a pond, which was more than Beis HaSayim.
Would it be different than any other park?
Well, ponds are problematic. Let's say
Central Park, which has a lake in Central Park.
Yeah, it'd be the same. There's no area around Manhattan. But let's say you could figure out you're allowed to make an area around Manhattan, which Marsha holds you couldn't anyway for other reasons. But you want to make an area around the city, and there's the pond in the middle of the city, which is more than Beis HaSayim, which is, again, it's not too large. I tell you, it's 140 feet by 140 feet is the largest option. I mean, mm-hmm. That's not so big.
No.
Right? So if you have animals and you use it for your animals, so it's there for the animals to drink, you know, so that's called Tashmish Adam. You know, I don't have any animals that I take to the drink. There's, you know, the squirrels use it, but then all the squirrels aren't my, mm-hmm. I'm not being mishamish with the squirrels. But it's there for it to be part of the golf course. It was there to be, you know, to be a Kungana to Pradesim. Shemakibim Oisom Rakli Shmers of Paris as Roim Shepesaychon. So there the purpose was, in closing it was.
Excuse me, just one second. When it says Tashmishav, is that talking about on Shabbos to use it? Or in
no, 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 no.
So what if someone says, I like the lake because I go fishing in the lake? So that's not a Tashmishadav?
I don't remember what we say by fishing.
Oh.
We talk about it later on.
I want to eat from there. I mean, I know. Shabbos you can't do it, but in the middle of the week I can fish in the lake. Right. There's fish in there.
You know what? It comes up somewhere later on.
Okay.
We'll talk about fish. So that we enclose it in order to just to protect what's in there. Wooden carpef. Shuvak of Godol Chutz Leir LaHatnisham Eitzim Loitzer, or in the case of a carpet, which he did it to store Eitzim. So the purpose of storing, again, even though we're eventually going to use that wood for human needs, that's not called the direct usage of the person right now, and that's not called Hukuf Ladira. Okay. Bergon and Sukkos Sharmer and Shabbosadas, that's the little booth that they used to make for the Sharmer to put out in the fields. This is not just the only also is for shmira. It's a lemur. Avagav got the sukkah zu nasis lishivas hashomer. It's made for the person to sit in it. They're not going there because they want to be there. That's where they want to live. They're there to protect the airspace. I mean, the area around them. It's not considered its own state of dira. We deal with just like it's an area which is surrounded for Gina and Apartis. Filo he makar begag, you know, it has a roof in it. Namir lemech mechash v'dira, namir locha b'sim shins on base mashak savdim b'zeh. That there is a sheet which maybe holds that putting a roof on top of it makes it that's not, now that has a din of mukaf l'dira. That's already, once you've made it a place, it's not just. And he catches a nap there. These mamas can like live there at night times, etc. So that's already more choshev, and that we consider have a shame deer on it. So Chazal said, "Aser chachamim the Talmud. Probably got the Minotaurah Kosher, Muk of Mechitzes Gemoises, or Minoraisa. It has walls which are 10 Tfachim high. Al Bishahi Rechaba Kamakurim, even though it's quite wide, many kurs wide. Hurshas a Yachid, Gomer, Mutal Talta Bakuloi. So it's Hurshas a Yachid. You can carry in the whole area. That's the rice. A kur is 30 saw. So if a base saw is the area which you would plant one saw's worth of grain, so base kur is the area you would plant 30 times that. So it'll be 50 by 1,500 amas. If you want to, you can work out your square, which we will later on, by the way, work out that square. Will we? Yeah, I think it comes up later on. A base kur is 272 amas, something like that, and change. Okay, so that's maybe it's many kur. But also the heck of Golu Yosem Beis Sasayim Shlohuka B'Dira Chazal asked it more than the area of Beis Sasayim. Shlohuka B'Dira Shudarim Ksas Rishus Rabbim of the Karmas people perceive it a little bit more like it's not really a place to live; it's more like a place to use for people to walk, etc. Shloh Talta B'Yosem Arba Amos Kama Rishus Rabbim Karmas. Therefore, Chazal said you can't carry in there more than 4 Amos, like you can't carry in Rishus Rabbim or Karmas. How big is that shear of Beis Saw? Shu shear shivim. The Beis Saw hu chamishim al chamishim. One Beis Saw is 50 by 50. The Anu Ben Kuloi Alpayim v'chamesh meyos ama ba'ama v'rechet. So that would be basically you make a strip which is 2,500 amas long and 1 ama wide. That's a Beis Saw. U'Beis Sosayim hu chamesh is alofim ba'ama ba'ama v'rechet. So if you two Beis Saw, you make a line, it's an amma wide, and it's 5,000 amas long. So it's 5,000 square amas, right? 5,000 of those squares. So if you want to make that into a square, shasa mizat soda merubas, uba'erach shir shivim amma varbatvachim, arach al shivim amma varbatvachim roicha. So it's going to be 70 amas by 70 amas, 70 amas and two-thirds by 70 amas and two-thirds. The way Rashi and the way they calculate out in the Gemara, no, the way the Rashi calculates out when it looks in the Gemara, he says, so you take your 50 amma, it's 50 by 50, right? So make it into 10 strips, which are an am, five strips, which are an amma, 10 ammas long, 10 ammas wide, and 50 ammas long, right? 50, if you have a square which is 50 by 50, and the second square, you make five strips, each one is 10 ammas wide and 50 ammas long. Now you take your square 50, put one strip on top, one strip on bottom, one strip on this side, one strip on that side. So you've used 4 of the strips, and now it's 70 this way and 70 that way, but you're missing the corners. The corners are 10 by 10. Right? So now you take your strip, which is 50 long, cut into 5 squares of 10 by 10, you put one in each corner. So now you're left with something which is exactly 70 in all sides. But you have one thing, which is 10 amas wide, but 10 amas long, which you have to now make a strip out of that thing, which would go all the way around, all 280 amas worth. So how narrow do you need to make that strip to get it to go around all 280 amas? It comes out to be less than a tefach thick. Right. You trust me on the math.
I need an illustration.
Here. What am I drawing on the back of? This is the Rashi. It's interesting way the Rashi chesims it out in the Gemara. So you have a square which is 50 by 50, and you take a second square which is 50 by 50, and you make it into 5 strips. Then you take one strip and you put it here, one here, one here, and one here, right? Mm-hmm. So this is 10 by 50, 10 by 50, 10 by 50, 10 by 50, right? Then you take the last strip which is left over, cut it into 5, put one here, 10 by 10, 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 right? So now this is 10, 50, 10, 70.
Oh.
70 by 70.
So what do you do with the last one?
Now you have the last one, but remember this, the total circumference is 70 plus 70 plus 70 plus 70. It's 280. So I have to figure out what type of strip am I going to take this thing. So if I take it, it's 10 by 10, means it's 60 tefachim by 60 tefachim, right? So it would make it into one continuous strip and go all the way around, right? 60 plus 60 plus 60 plus 60 is 240. So even if you make it one tefach thick, it's not going to make it all the way around. So that's less than a tefach thick. And the Rashi goes exactly how many suppose it's going to be. It gets down to the exact number, you know. But that's why you picture this thing. 70 plus 2/3 is you know. That's how Rashi chapped to calculate it out. You know, without doing all the fancy calculate, equations, you look at a square. You know, he pictured a square and he figured out how to do it. I like it.
70 comes from 50 with 10 on one side and another 10 on the other.
Yeah, you got it, Zvi.
That's where they got the expression cut and paste.
Okay. V'arba tzvachim. V'umat yoyse. The truth is, it's a little more than four tzvachim. Kishir etzba be'erich. It's 70 plus 2/3 of an amma. A little more than that. This is about an etzba's worth. So there's six tefachim in an amma. There's four etzba's in a tefach. So it's be'erich. It's 17 etzba's altogether. It's supposed to 16 etzba's. Alvekein yochel lachashu b'cheshbon. But the truth is, even though we didn't mention it, it has halachic significance. We're able to calculate how much it is. If I get an area which is exactly that less than that amount, or exactly that amount, and not more, it's mutter. He says a cheshbon that it's 53 by 53. So, because there was a stage in the Gemara where the Morse says we calculated, we expanded the size of how big an amma is. I'm not aware that we use the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Usually we make the calculation.
Does he typically bring down the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch?
Typically, no.
Yeah, but he does.
I happen to recall one or two other places that he does it. One is in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Siman over there about reading L'Araner. Another place in Hilchos Sukkah that I can recall offhand. I'm sure there's other places also, but it's not. What did Alta B'Kuloi? Semichom Mishir Zeh. Ashira shel chatzar mishkan. The calculation came from the mishkan, which the Torah says clearly that was shosayiso beis asayim bekulay v'hoy metalten. But the mishkan was 50 by 100. It was 50 wide, 100 long. The area of the mishkan, not the mishkan itself, but the chatzar mishkan, was 50 by 100, and they carried it there. So Chazar were not going to come along and say that area you can't carry, because we had a case where you're able to carry in it. Bein chum ruba, whether it's square, v'klav azed the kol shalek v'yosim mechameshes alofim b'tishbaris less than bo. Bein chum makom ogel or meruba ishar tzuris v'kulakameh. If the area that it covers is less than five, is not more than 5,000 square amas, however you calculate it out, it's not going to be problematic. So you can take your equations and figure out what's the area of a circle, and based on that, you'll tell me whether there's 5,000 square amas in there or not. Okay, Oruch Katan. If you're going to show you Oruch Meya Verechel Chamishim, so if it's 100 long and 50 wide, Shalom Kimaruba, Shalom Verbo Tvachim, which would be the same thing as a square of 70 and 4 Tvachim. Vachloye Orkoi, Tahanu. shlo yehei al koponim orcha yosim emeya ama. It shouldn't be more than meya ama. The chol shu shetach gadol af ba'erich luchud, even though it's a long area in length, even though it's not so wide. So again, mechalpi b'shusarav and mekarmelis. People are going to see this as like a very large area, and they're going to say it's like a b'shusarav or karmelis. Me'am ala rotzal. The idum neshem etzina b'chatzim mishkan she'orik ha'meya b'ruch b'chamishin. So 100, which is exactly double, they didn't want to ask it because that was the case in Mishkan again, which with the chazal, I mean the pasuk says was used, etc. That was an area which was not, you know, you're allowed to carry. So once it's more than that area by an ama achas, ala pachas me'am ala gozer. But if it's not, if it's 100 amas and 5 tefachim, it's not 101 amas. So it's not 101 amas. Yeah, they didn't ask. They only asked him once it hits an am. The bechol zeh bedafkim hoya akuponim beis hasayim ben kula. But it's only if it adds up to the area of a beis hasayim. So you need both issues. It's a beis hasayim and it's long, very long. If it's not a total of base asayim, that's not a problem. If it's a total of base asayim, that's not a problem. So it means that we have theoretically three size areas. We have more than the base asayim, which is always a problem. Less than base asayim, which is always mutter. And a base asayim, which is mutter, unless it's too long. If it's too long, then a base asayim will be also. Okay. And it has obviously mukha mechitzas. Imukafis. See later on whether it was stama yoris or considered mukafis dira. Perished. There's a wall around the city. Before showing what that says over there, the mina stam amrina the hook of the dira. We assume it was hook of the dira. And derech lahakiv ela echad achas shabono about the mitchila. The normal way to do it was you build the houses, then you make the wall. Tavi kibana the b'sayf hookah the mahanik l'kameis. That's a case where you build first, then you enclose, which is mutter. That's we assume how it happened. Furthermore, stam kafifus perish pesach abayis psuchu lehem, that where there is access from the house into this area. We assume that they're there for Tashmish Adam, which we assume also means that the normal derech was to build them after you built the house. And then you build the area around it that the house had access to. The regilim, kavanas ramot. V'malkim she'ein adam zercher imer kavivas nivdu kadam abatim or la'achar abatim. We don't remember which way it happened. Did they build the walls of the carpet first and then the house, or vice versa? L'shem tashmish dira, and that it was built after the houses were there to use for the dira. The cost of the roiv kafivas shalonu hukvu acher binyan abatim tashmishi abatim. Normally, the order was you build a house, then you would close the carpet, and you did it to use for an extension of the needs of the house. The pasha do the lab to klalahu become welcome of holzman. Ramos saying at his time that was normal way of doing it. You know, you want to tell me that in the Wild West they didn't do it like that, so they didn't do it like that. You know, so you have to figure out what's normal over there. Then Yeshar the close carpet shusamach lebeisoy is called hukah ladira. Close shusamach leir mikri samach lebeisoy the day of Zeus. According to this opinion, as long as it's right near the city, it has the din of hukah ladira. Okay. He brings in the Sharatzion Tezayin the opinion takes it a step further. Not only if it's a case where it's immediately adjacent to the city, it's within if it's within the Tchum Shabbos, people's mind is on that area because it's not too far away, and then that's also called. We start assuming it's Hukav Ladira. Say Mishabura the Bir Loch no Sharatzion. Sharatzion says that that opinion we do not accept. Has to be adjacent to the city. It's a hook up there because we say Daite Luye. A Pasha Da'afu De'ezu, But even according to this opinion, Dafka Bishabona Bais HaChakach Hekev, you need the house first. So it's a Kiddush. Kamash Walon Davag Abdullah Pasach Le, even though there's no door which goes from the house directly into the Karfif. So, yeah, you both house and then Karfif. But you also need a Pesach which goes from the house to the Karfif. According to this opinion, no, you don't. It's right there. So we have a right to assume that it was done for the purpose of using for the house. If you open a house from the door from the house into the area, so you made the house to be have access to this area, we assume it's there to serve the house, the tashmishim of the person in the house. But over here it wasn't so. There's no direct access. Since it's immediately adjacent, there's an opinion of all that you have das to use it for household needs. Tashmishad. So I'm going to, you know, if it's directly out of my back door, so I'll use it to play with, I'll use it to hang out my clothing, to dry, you know, etc. Well, over here, there's no access directly from the house into that area, but since it's right nearby, I have intent to use it. And again, it's only assuming that you built the walls after you built the house. It's only if you didn't make the door first and then build the area, so you have to have the house first and the door into that area first, and then you make the heck. If you didn't have that, so we pass on like the second opinion.
The second opinion is
that it's only valid if there was a access from the house. You built the house with access to the area, and then you enclosed the area. Okay.
So when we were learning about, like, if you were using trees on Shabbos, there's an idea that if you wanted to go outside of the tikkun to another one or something like that, you could somehow set up something before Shabbos to use it. Like it's used for dira. You set up something there, but you couldn't hang it on a tree. That would cause a problem. So this opinion that says that the area immediately outside of the walls of the city could also function as being fit for dira. So is that what this opinion that the Shar Tzion said is not how we hold?
No, since over there it was an issue that we the concept of the Ruvit Chumen is a person by placing his food in a certain area, he's saying, this is going to be my place to live for Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Just discussing Diras Olam for that Shabbos.
Yeah.
Not the heckup of the area around it. Mm-hmm. Our discussion over here is we have to define what was the status of the whole area around where, what is this, the usage for, of this area which is enclosed, as opposed to what am I putting my item here for? Where am I spending Shabbos?
Mm-hmm.
So there was an issue, where am I spending Shabbos? So I put my food there, it's called I'm spending Shabbos.
Oh, you're sort of making that area, which previously was not usable, or was not fit for Dira, now it's...
No, well, it wouldn't change the status of the area in regards to carrying.
Right, but it would change the...
It just said, I'm spending Shabbos here. Ruvit Chumen could work either one of two ways. You could either actually begin a Shabbos... Ruvit Chumen takes effect at the beginning of Shabbos. I could be there at the beginning of Shabbos, or if I don't want to be at the beginning of Shabbos because I'd rather be in my house, because I don't know what I have to walk till tomorrow, I could put food there and, as it were, make it, that's my place where I'm spending Shabbos. That's the concept. This became my house for Shabbos. So it's not really, it's a halachic fiction. It doesn't really change the status of the area.
Okay,
Beis. Let's touch on Beis at least. I'll read the Mechaber and get the Mishmeres. Manikra Mukav Ladira. What's called Mukav Ladira? Zeshabana Boy Base Dira. You build a house, or there was a house, Ishapasala Pesami Base, and then he built a doorway from the house. Vachakakiva, and then you close the area. So the area is going to be enclosed. First, there was no house there, and you built a house. But there was a house there, but you opened up an access from the house towards direction X, towards the east. Then you enclosed the eastern section. See, either way, because you built a house for this purpose, or you opened the door for this purpose, and then you enclosed it, that's called Hukav Ladira. Where Rosh Lakiv with the Dira. So now the area was already enclosed, not for the purpose of Dira, and you want to make it that it was for the purpose of Dira to allow you to carry inside of it. So what do you got to do? So you got to, theoretically, you got to take down the walls and rebuild the walls. Well, no. In a Tzarek Lifritz Kul, you don't have to take down all of the walls. Because remember we said that if you have an opening more than 10 Amis, that's called that it's no longer a Pesach, it's like it's a Pirtzen. A Pirtzen takes away the status of a wall. So all I would do is to make an opening which is more than 10 Amis in one of the walls, and I've solved my problem. In a Tzarek Lifritz Kul, your friends boy Pirtzen, the Yersim Asaru. Make an opening more than 10 Amis. There you go again with your Asaru 10 Amis. Right? There's a bias besuch by below here. So right now you have a house without an enclosure because this enclosure has a breakage in it. Then we have some yigdar appears the cooler. Then you go back and you close up that opening. So you have it was hook of ladira. You enclose it for the purpose of living in it. Now the truth is, you don't have to close up the whole. You made an opening with 11 amas wide. You don't have to close 11 amas. Because you can have an opening 10 amas wide as a doorway. So you have to close up one am.
Less than 10.
Ama yaser al eser amas, because 10 is up to 10 itself is mutter. It's more than 10, which is a problem. So anything which is more than 10, I have to close up. But eser amas pesachem, the 10 amas now. So you went from asura to eser in two lines of each other. Okay? Your diktuk. But eser amas pesachem, that's a doorway. That's the case where it was open, you can close it now for Dira. Now, furthermore, I'll give you a kula. In parts Amma Ugadora, because of parts Amma Etsamasha Godar, because it was a cane, Achishlima Lasora, Mutter. So even if you open up,
never fully open. He never opened it all up at once. In other words, you open up and close one at a time.
Right. Since you never had 10 at one time, so the chara wasn't hook of l'shem dira. That's what we think. Because that's the kula we're saying that since you opened the benir, which is more than 10, and then you eventually closed it, it was called this area was made for the purpose of dira. This area more than 10 amas was enclosed for the purpose of dira purposes. Because without it, you wouldn't have a wall.
It's interesting. You never had a pirtza in this case.
Right, but it's each. But the reality is, you broke out 11 amas for the purpose, and you replaced them for the purpose of living there. So you have 11 amas built for the purpose of living, even though it never was a pirtza. That's the chiddush. Hago, v'im kosher v'lov lifritz kosher. So it's hard to, let's say, break down the wall. So yesharim, we can do a different etza. So a wall has to be 10 tefachim high. So raise the ground. Add some dirt next to the wall to raise the ground. So instead of breaking the wall, smashing on the wall, you just add some dirt on both sides, and you lose your wall. So Yochel and Niach offer...
Cover the whole wall, or just get it less than 10?
Less than 10 tefachim. Yochel and Niach offer Eitz HaLakosel, Mishneh Tzadim, you put dirt on both sides. Ashis Maid HaKosel, Migayver Asar, until the wall is not 10 tefachim high. Now how much... dirt you have to put. Rechav offer rochav me'arba, ba'arich eser amas ba'arich ha'kaisel. It has to be more than 10 amas, right? Because again, you're losing your wall, so it makes it like a pirtza, right? So I'm going to make my length is 10 amas. And the shulchan, the Ramos says 10 amas, really should be more than 10 amas, Mishmur points out. And the width of the dirt is it has to be at least 4 tefachim wide, because that's considered like a chashuva area. So now, right next to the wall on both sides, I have this thing which is 4 amas wide and 10 inches tall, which is enough to make it the wall is no longer tall enough. All of the length of more than 10. So there's not a wall there. Okay. Now, v'imein megayva the offer eser. If you make the dirt too tall, so the dirt acts as the wall, right? So now you have a wall. You have a wall of dirt. So the dirt isn't 10 tefachim high, and the wall isn't 10 tefachim any high above the dirt. So now you don't have a wall. If you can't have a kilo parasham akar, so the wall is not broken, halachically. So nishasham goyba eser, lamalamin offer the havikikar kosakar. So the dirt is now the ground. And the wall doesn't extend 10 above that. Now, if you take the dirt away afterwards, that works. That's enough to make it hook up the deer. One Shabbos, it was broken through. Or, you know, it wasn't really broken, but you took away the halacha validity of the wall. That dirt only is considered that's mevatel, that it raised the level of the karka, and therefore the wall is not tall enough, if you're leaving the dirt there. But if I plan to take it away tomorrow, so it's not, it didn't change the level of the ground. The ground is the ground. There's some dirt on top, which is leaving tomorrow. So I plan to take it away, so it's not mevatel the status of the wall. Okay, so we covered the sif beis, at least in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah.